Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. The Midwest and many others, I guess, were hit with a winter storm this weekend. I guess it is January after all. It is winter. But the days are getting longer. That started not quite a month ago, and spring and summer are on the way, and we're going to hold fast to that. So I hope everybody stayed safe and warm and cozy. It did something fun. We pray that you had a great weekend. But this is Monday, and we're going back to work. So let's start off with prayer. For such a time as this, and forever, faith is our victory. Oh God, you not only won the war for us, the war over sin and death, but you have made us victorious. Because of you, we are children of the Most High King, and yet we squander and live our lives as the prodigal sons. We seem to prefer the filth of the world instead of the abundance at your table. Thank you, O God, for your patience, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. We have done nothing worthy of either. Forgive us for failing to see and understand the fullness of what you have given to us. And saved, and that which you have saved us from. We come to you again today asking for your guidance on we the people. We ask for your protection over our president and vice president as he leads this nation. We ask, too, for those in Congress. I believe the majority are wicked and corrupt. May they be humbled soon, which is a scary thing to think about. May we all be humbled and know that you alone are King. I ask that you bless my advertisers and sponsors, bless my listeners. May they be blessings to one another. Be with CSC Talk Radio that I might be your faithful servant, speaking truth and encouraging others to look to you and to be your witness. May we be bold to take action where you have called us to do so. May our actions free our children from the slavery of sin and the slavery of a nation that has turned from you. For such a time as this, we claim the victory you have given to us, and we will walk as your children, and not the prodigal son and daughters. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, there were many headlines today, and we have a busy, busy week coming up, a week full of challenges and a week that will be very interesting. Tomorrow we have Daniel Turner on. And Wednesday we have Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group on. Thursday we will have Trent England on. He has not been on CSC Talk Radio before, but he has been on Fox and Friends. And he speaks about the importance of the Electoral College. And there's something going on in Missouri, as well as in many other states, where they're trying to usurp, go around, do away with the Electoral College. And then on Friday, we always have Daniel. He pops in and gives us a little report during one segment. But this Friday after Daniel, we're going to have a general on from, well, he's not from Iran at this moment, but from a long ago. And we're going to talk about Iran, and I think you'll find it very interesting. I know I will. So stay tuned to CSC Talk Radio as we try to branch out and do the best we can to understand this mixed up, messed up world we are living in. So today I've titled the show after the, you know, it does tend to follow that, where my head goes, after our daily devotion, which we had this morning as we came into the office. The Important War is all that it was titled, but I'm adding, is within you. It is within, whether it's within you as a person, or within a nation. The war within. So, in Iran right now, they have protests. Now, last week, Iran was denying the shooting down of the passenger flight airline. Now they have said, yes, we did it, and we are sorry, it was an accident. But the Iranian people, particularly the young people, they're very angry with their leadership. And they are fighting them. They're protesting in the streets. And one thing that they said, I've got it highlighted here if I can find it in my notes. The protests happening in Tehran. Among other things, Iranian protesters reported chanting. They chanted this. The regime told us our enemy is the U.S., but actually our enemy is right here. They are able to open their eyes and see. But can we? Can we be as wise as these young people? Will these young people be brave enough to take their nation back? It has been in disarray for a long time. They have been under slavery several generations. Can it come back? You know, we held some responsibility in that back in the day. And I believe it's time for the United States to get out of the way and let the Iranian people take their nation back. There was also reported that the leadership, the regime, was shooting back at these students. Now, I don't know how many of you follow Fox News. They have all kinds of Fox News contributors, which some of them I can't stand to listen to. I wish they wouldn't put them on. They are continually lying and fake news, all for the sake of, I guess, entertainment when they start bantering back and forth, and they make absolutely no sense. And the problem with that I have is they're not really trying to come to a conclusion, to a solution. They're just there to bicker and banter and entertain, which I find not entertaining. Yet I watch it. I know I watch it. But this man, Schoen, is his name. Doug, I believe, is his first name. He's on Fox as a consultant quite a bit. And during the 2016 campaign, he was all for Hillary until he wasn't. And he's been talking about what the Democrats are doing wrong. But now, which I'm just going, it's all about money, my friends. It's all about money. Guess who he's the spokesman for now? He's still a consultant on, they still have him on Fox News. Bloomberg. Bloomberg's campaign is who he's now speaking for. But he makes this statement, and I only have it in part because this is one that the Newsmax wants me to pay for, and I'm not going to pay for them because I have no money. But he says in this article, that the little snippet that I was allowed to see, barely a day goes by without a GOP pundit crowing that the 2020 Democrat field has been captured by the party's left wing. They suggest President Donald Trump will win re-election in a cakewalk. But not so fast, he says. When the talk of impeachment fades, as surely it must, and it's not going to, Doug, issues will take center stage. And many issues, he says, health care, the need for a reasonable gun laws, and the reality of climate change. Oh, yeah, what reality? That it isn't real? Polls show Democrats, not Republicans, enjoy the support of majority of American voters. What polls is he looking at? You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at those rally crowds. That's what I'm looking at. Schoen is getting paid to prop up a campaign for Bloomberg. And that's the truth of it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The important war is the one within, and we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. So while I was talking about Doug Schoen, of course, he's pushing for once mayor of New York. He's not mayor now, is he, Bloomberg? No, he's not mayor now, Bloomberg.
No.
All right. Get these guys confused because they're in and out so much. But
De Blasio, isn't it?
De Blasio, that's right. But while we were talking about that, a little news article popped up on my computer, and Cory Booker is ending his 2020 presidential campaign. It is with a full heart, he says. I'm thinking it's probably with a full pocketbook, but I don't know. You know, what do I know about it? Anyway, it's with a full heart that he shares this news. That's just a strange way of putting it, a full heart. Maybe it's a typo or something. I'm suspending my campaign for president to my team, supporters, and everyone who gave me a shot. Thank you. I'm so proud of what we built, and I feel nothing but faith in what we can accomplish together. So, another one bites the dust. But while these are all biting the dust, there's one who keeps rising in the polls on the Democrat side. No, it's not Biden. It's not Biden. It's Bernie. It's the other old man, Bernie Sanders. And so Trump is going to be attacking, he calls him Crazy Bernie, which I think suits, I mean, if you look at him. What I observe with these socialists, and they claim to be socialists, Bernie beats no bones about it. He says he's a socialist. And, but yet, he took an oath to what we believe is the Constitution of the United States. Now, we know that these guys are doing something totally different than what we know. We've been told enough times, don't call and tell me, Beth, we're incorporated. I know that. Which is more important yet, for we the people to know and understand the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. We need to educate ourselves, because we're being fed a whole bunch of garbage. And we're being fed and stolen from. Our liberties are being stolen, and have been for a very long time, through the disguise of emotions. Don't you want to help these poor people? Well, everybody wants to help poor people, except really not nice people. But if you think that Nancy Pelosi and some of these others are really nice people that want to help poor people, wow. I've got a bridge in the desert, I could sell you. But anyway, he keeps rising in the polls, and now he's kind of jabbing a little bit at Senator Warren. And Warren's going to jab back a little bit at him, and Trump's going to start jabbing them both, and I don't believe either one of them's going to be the candidate out of the Democrat Party. Most people believe there's going to be a broken party, a brokered primary convention. I don't know. When I look at somebody like Joe Biden, knowing that he's been a fraud his entire life, he only got to be vice president because of President Barack Obama, who was, whatever you want to say, was very charismatic. And he still can be, even if his policies go against the Constitution, go against and steal your liberties, keep us weak in the world. But Joe Biden, if he is their nominee, if it would end up that way, doesn't that show you how little that position means anymore, the President of the United States, that it does nothing? That's the problem. President Trump is trying to do something. He's trying to lead as a president. Now, whether you like his policies or don't like his policies is neither here nor there. However, they can't have somebody leading because they got another plan, and that plan is globalism. Socialist globalism. Global socialistism, I don't know. Not just Democrats. We have many Republicans in on that as well. So the politics here. Senator Rand Paul, he's upset with the president, but he's not really upset with the president. He's upset with the president's advisors. He said he keeps putting the wrong advisors in place. Maybe he should put Rand Paul there. Of course, Rand Paul was against this attack on Soleimani. And for any reason. He says, I don't think his instincts, he goes, I do think. Speaking of the President of the United States, Rand Paul says, I do think his instincts are pure. He's been saying it for 20, 30 years. He's been saying it for a long time that the wars have drained our treasury and that he's not in favor of these wars. But then, he says, his advisors convince him if we leave, we'll look weak. I actually think this is a time of strength right now. This would be the time to come home. We should come home. That's what Rand Paul says. I don't 100% disagree with him at all. He says, I think presidents of both parties have been trying to usurp the authority, meaning the Powers Act. But our founding fathers wanted it to remain in Congress. Now, that part is true. They wanted to make it difficult to go to war, and I think we've been drifting away from that for a long time. But that's why I'm willing to stand up. Not because I distrust President Trump. I actually think he has shown remarkable restraint. But I'm willing to stand up even against a president of my party, because we need to stand up and take back the power, as Congress he's talking about. And I agree that, you know, you're supposed to get, if you're going to declare war, but when was the last time we declared war? We didn't even declare war in Vietnam. Did we declare war when we went into the Middle East?
I don't think so.
Back after 9/11, did we declare war? Did Bush go to Congress and have them declare war? There has been a lot of warmongering, and there has been a lot of profiting on these wars. There is no doubt in my mind about that, that the world is a chess game, and those with money and power are playing chess to see who could gather the most power and money. I don't want to concentrate on this particular topic, but I want to bring it up because I think it's so important that we know and understand, just like Rand Paul was saying. I agree with him, but why do I agree with him? Or why don't you agree with him? Get your Constitution out and read your Constitution. Even if it isn't the one that the Congress is taking an oath to, you need to know the Constitution, and they think you know. They think you believe them. But we don't believe them. I'm talking in circles now. This is from someone. I don't always agree with everything they say, but they throw out some pretty good stuff. They send it to me in an email every day, just about every day, maybe several a day. Is the FISA court constitutional? And of course, we know it is not. It is something that Congress did. FISA is not only unconstitutional because of its defiance of the Fourth Amendment, but also extra unconstitutional because it sets up government procedures and even a government court that operate outside the original Constitution. Now stop and think about that. Now we've been told that these things are important, that we need these things because we're not living in the same world as our founding father. So much is wrong. We have been robbed and taken for the sake of, we're in a different world now. Things are more techie now. They didn't have social media back then. They didn't have nuclear weapons back then. So Doug Schoen thinks we need common sense gun control. Well, what is that, Doug? Just tell me what that is. Well, it's true that we're not in the same world. Wait a minute. The world has always been corrupt. We're still fighting corruption. That hasn't changed. Just the tools. The tools have changed. The fight is still the same. Good versus evil. Corruption. And honesty. Integrity. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. When we come back, we're going to talk about farming. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I said when we went to the break that we were going to talk about farming when we came back, and that was a turnabout from what we've been talking about. Or is it really? Is it really? The important war. What is the important war? It's a war within. Within yourself. Or within your own nation. Within your own government. The war within. Iran's having a war within. They have been for a long time. They just haven't been able to win it. Whether the U.S. taking out that butcher is going to help or not, I don't know. I don't know if it was right to do it or not. But it's done. Can't undone it.
It was right.
So, wars and rumors of war. The most important war, lest we forget. Or did we ever know? Now, this is an article from Victor Davis Hanson, and it's rather lengthy. But he starts it out, the preface. We need to, it's remembering the farming way is the topic.
We need to pause sometimes and remember who these dinosaurs were and what they have contributed. For a while longer, a few are still with us, a sort of collective keyhole through which we can look back into a now unremembered American past, whose codes and mores we simply abandon, and to our great and present loss. I came to rule America from suburban, overgrown cow town, Raytown, Missouri, which is on the outskirts of Kansas City, the other overgrown cow town. Everything's up to date there, you know. Mom and Daddy, they put out a garden in the backyard of our little home in the suburb. Not every year, but they did. But I knew nothing about farming. My grandpa, Sumter, was an electrician in the lead mine in Bon Terre, Missouri. And my other grandfather was also an electrician. But he was in some kind of an accident. I don't know what happened, and he was blind. I only remember meeting him one time. And in that one time, I was about 5 years old. They lined us five children up. And this old man, who I knew nothing about, other than he was Mama's daddy. And something that was quite different back in the day is Mom and Daddy were divorced. That just didn't happen back then too much. But this grandpa, who I'd only met the one time, and I never met him again, came by one and touched each one of us and felt of us, our faces. And I'll never forget that. But he also was an electrician. I chased a little rabbit there. While my parents were not farmers, they did grow up, at least Daddy, in small-town communities. They had the old-school attitude of working hard, going until you can't go, and maybe not always a wise thing, but always determined and always doing what was right. Don't waste, don't squander. And think about other people when you make your decisions. Victor David Hansen wrote an article. It's rather lengthy, and I will not share it all in its entirety. I cannot. But I believe much will encourage you and take you back. Back isn't always bad. Remember, progress isn't taking one step forward when you're standing on the edge of a cliff. And right now, I believe we the people here in this nation are on the edge of a cliff. So, the more important war is the war within. My hope is in Jesus because he leads me to the victories that count. That was our scripture this morning. So while Schoen believes that we're going to get a candidate out of the Democrat Party and they're going to start talking about real things and not talking about impeachment, which he's crazy if he thinks that's ever going to go away, because they're going to take that through the next 4 years if President Donald Trump gets elected, which I do believe he will. But Remembering the Farming Way by Victor David Hansen. Now, he talks in here about how farming has changed. And instead of the old wise tale, and I'm thinking, well, somebody needs to send him the Farmer's Almanac, because it's still quite relevant in many, many times, many ways. But there is more science to farming than used to be. Even back when I was on the farm with my husband, they had this little machine contraption. He's probably listening, and he's thinking, Beth, come on now. And they would go harvest a little bit of the corn. They'd put it through this thing, and it would tell them how much moisture was in it, and if maybe they should wait a week, or how much, how long they should leave the dryers on at the bins. Oh, those things were loud. But even now, it's even more techno than that, more scientific. But he goes back, Victor David Hansen, talking about the attitude and the fortitude and the determination and the stick-to-it-tude of farmers. I have said I love them. They are farmers and ranchers, and producers are the most stubborn, independent people you'll ever, ever meet. And they give you the shirt off their back. Have you ever met somebody like that? That would literally give you the shirt off your back? He says in this that I was told things like, Elmo will go pretty soon. He's talking about when a neighbor's wife passed away. And this was the attitude of the other farmers in the community. He will go pretty soon, too. His color isn't good, and he's not used to living without her, and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, he says, now, science, we'd take blood work and everything else. If their color wasn't good, we wouldn't just determine that it was depression or whatever. He said they had their meetings and they had their clubs in these small communities. We have that here in little old California, Missouri. Somebody asked me who the heck lives in California, Missouri. We got a little hate mail. About 4,000 of us. There's a few of us here. Maybe not a big troop, but it's a nice troop. You'd think it was a big troop if we were sending it somewhere to war. Well, in rural America, we are in war. The war within. So he's talking about, yeah, they had these, and he mentioned some of the clubs, and those will vary throughout the communities where they are and what they are. He says they exchanged gossip, of course, but also vital folk and empirical information on irrigation, fertilizers, and machines. I got a bigger tractor than you got. Did you get a new tractor this year? What'd you do? I remember them breaking down all the time, especially the combines. He said the point was to remind us that we, vanishing rural classes, needed to stick together, especially given glimpses of what the country would be like in the 21st century, when one of us died or got sick, or people showed up with flowers and food and offered help, whether the use of a tractor or a truck or a hired man to get you through this. You know, I lived in rural America. I live in rural America. Lived on the farm when the house burned down. Maybe some of you are tired of hearing that story. But it was the community, the churches we didn't attend as well as the church we did attend. The community, the little town, even the school coach who was afraid he was going to lose my boys, he brought us over a basketball, soccer ball, because they were afraid we were going to leave the community, which we ended up doing, to another small community. They came together. They always come together. America's an overgrown small community. Can we come back together? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We can learn a lot from a farmer, and we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day.
You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, we talk about the wisdom of a farmer, but it's really the wisdom of a simpler life back in the day. Victor Davis Hanson says in this one paragraph, right after he talks about these community clubs and organizations and the dinners, the carry-in dinners and all that that they had. He says, I don't know even any of my neighbors. Most are recent immigrants from south of the border. Many are here illegally. The land is almost all leased out to or has been purchased. Now, he's in California, Southern California, purchased by large corporations. The old farmhouses are also rented and often poorly maintained. A sort of rural skeleton, with the flesh gone and the bones flaking apart. I hear from our coastal elites all about diversity, community, and caring. But out here, no one believes there is much diversity. Community does not exist. And as for caring, it's about making sure you get home at night without a drunk driver forcing you off the road or worse. Wagons backing up. Shouldn't we back up the truck a little bit? When they talk about the social issues, the social legislation that they want to put forth, they mention the word communities a lot. But a community takes care of its own. When a family, a young family with four children, another one on the way, has their home burned to the ground, the community comes together and takes care of them.
What happened to America that used to be a community? Have we grown too big for our britches? That we don't care to know who our neighbor... I'm in the same boat. I don't always know my... And I'm in a small community. Where's our mindset to be a part of that community? It's when we stopped being a part of that community that the big government came in and started telling us how to live. As if somebody in D.C. knows what's going on where you are. Do they really understand what's best for the land there? Do they really understand what's best when one family loses everything? Whether it's the home in the fire or a young husband or young mother or young child is taken through some sort of an accident. He talks about farming, the success of farming being for their good health. And if they had good health that year and good weather, they had a good crop. They had bad weather, they didn't have a good crop. If somebody wasn't well and couldn't get out there in the fields and get her done, it didn't happen, regardless of how good the weather was. So he says, so the health of the single middle-aged male farmer used to determine whether the farm thrived or failed. Yeah, you know, we talk about showing once, says it's going to get back to health care. What is health care? Why is it so expensive? Nobody talks about the why. President Trump, if you ever listen to this show, let's talk about the why it's expensive. Not how insurance can make it less expensive. Because that's not the truth. Not in the long run. He's very wise in what he says here, this Victor Davis Hanson. Some of the farm terms, they're a little harder to recognize because there was different crops there in Southern California and what we raise here in mid-Missouri. He says, farmers taught me to save in good times because they would not, could not last. If religious, and most were, they assumed an omnipotent God watches over us and tempers the good with the bad. A healthy sun, a banner plum year, a new shed meant watch out. Bad times are coming down the road. Yeah, my husband used to, he still says it. He knew when he got a couple hundred dollars or so put away, because it was hard. It's still hard to save. You know, just a week or two or a month down the road, something broke and needed replaced. And there that savings was gone. It happens. That's just life. He said, I still remember the wisdom of unintended consequences, irony and paradox. Sometimes farmers who never smoked or drank or ate too much drop dead of strange cancers or wasting diseases. That's just life, whether it's a farmer or a factory worker. He said, I still cannot shake the wisdom. Even in our suburbanized world, he says, watch out for fast talkers and know-it-alls whose speech substitutes a real accomplishment. Yeah, let's think about that for just a second. The real accomplishments of Congress, what have they done? Not just in the last 3 years, which we know what they've done or not done. What have they really accomplished for liberty, for life, for property? They've done nothing except take it away through their legislation that's supposed to make good for the communities. We need to pause sometimes, he said. And remember who these dinosaurs were and what they have contributed. For a while longer, a few are still with us, a sort of collective keyhole through which we can look back into a new unremembered American past, whose codes and mores we simply abandoned, and to our great and present loss. How many generations away from those wise old farmers, you know, the ones who wore their bibs to church on Sunday, then went back home and got on the combine or the plow. How many generations are we away from that simple, hard-working life? How many generations are we away from those small communities that, kind of like in Whoville, they hold hands and sing praises together? How many generations away are we? You know, our Constitution was made for a religious and moral people. We've lost the moral, the mores, and the religion. So is it any wonder that we have strayed so far and become slaves to our sin and our government? It's time that we listen to the wisdom of the farmers and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.